702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
Business has been reacting to the appointment of Michelle Phillips as the Transnet CEO. That announcement coming yesterday that Michelle Phillips, who has more than 20 years of experience working at Transnet, is going to be the new CEO. Busi Mabuso, the CEO of Business Leadership, saying that she's relieved, elated and happy. It's not always the case that business responds with so much optimism to an appointment at an SOE. So let's unpack this now with Busi Mabuso, who joins us. Busi, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Mandy, good afternoon, and thank you very much for inviting me.
So the issues that Transnet is currently dealing with, obviously there are big concerns around failing infrastructure, the impact on the economy in terms of getting things to the ports, the problems at the ports, the rail network. There has been very close collaboration through these different work streams between the private sector and Transnet. So how important is it to have someone like Michelle Phillips as the Transnet CEO?
It is very important, Mandy. It is very important because this is someone who has actually been part of the process, I think, since we started working with government on fixing these issues, especially on the transport and logistics front. This is someone who came in last year in the acting position, I think around September, and she was part, although she got in at the tail end, you know, of putting together the roadmap that we have in place, you know, the transport logistics roadmap that has now been approved by cabinet. And this is someone who gets it. This is someone who has actually put in a lot of time, energy and effort in making sure that the backlog that you're actually referring to was dealt with, you know. So she already in her short time span has got a very good track record. This is someone who understands the value of a partnership in fixing a Transnet. This is someone who understands that Transnet will not be able to turn around the corner, you know, without other stakeholders like business, you know, working alongside it to make sure that we can actually solve for the problems that they have as an entity. And she has really showed a lot of respect and support to the inputs and the support that the business community has given. And we have worked extraordinarily well with her, you know. So for us, it gives us continuity, Mandy, to think that whatever we've been working on for the past 6 months, there's not going to be a reset of sorts. You know, there's not going to be a new person coming in and saying, hold on, you know, what exactly are we doing here? What is this roadmap about? What are we, you know, so the ball just continues to roll from here and the momentum can only pick up now that she's been confirmed as the Advanced Group CEO of Transnet.
We know that National Treasury has given Transnet this 47 billion rand guarantee facility as part of that recovery plan. But in the budget, there was no bailout from the finance minister. So you can have a fabulous CEO, but are you confident that she's got the sufficient funding to be able to turn Transnet around and that she has the support of her political principles?
Look, I think the 47 billion guarantee enables her to raise new debt, you know, as an entity. And that guarantee has been actually made with very strict conditions, you know, including that Transnet introduces private sector partnerships as called for by the roadmap. So I think I like the signaling and the thinking of National Treasury as far as this is concerned. And the time of giving SOEs blank checks and bailouts, you know, continuously has to come to an end. It's not like the economy can afford it anyway. So I think giving a guarantee with strict conditions, you know, which can guarantee that Transnet really introspects and looks at their business model to make sure that it can actually succeed is absolutely brilliant. You know, I think we normally talk about how we put plans in place and we never implement those plans. So if Treasury gives a guarantee which says that it is on condition that the plan that has been put in place, you must make sure that you go ahead and implement. What more can we ask for? Because then it forces Transnet to start thinking about its business, you know, in a more sustainable way, because they know that there's not going to be a bailout coming. And they know that, you know, we have to implement the plan that has been put in place. There can't be any turning back, you know, or adopting a new plan or, you know, putting this plan that we actually have at the moment somewhere, you know, in file 13, where it's going to gather dust. I know that the Fitch has actually come out and said that Treasury, we don't believe in your budget. You have not made any allocations for SOEs. We think that your budget actually doesn't hold water. But I actually don't agree with them. I think Treasury is doing the right thing. You know, as much as Common and Trustnet might actually want to go back to Treasury and ask for bailouts at some point, but I don't think that these should. It's not the norm, you know, that you continue to bail out these entities. You know, they have to be forced to sustainability. They have to be forced to adopt business models that can make sure that they are sustainable without government bailing them out. And I really think that that is important. Of course, should a Transnet need Treasury to actually give it some form of bailout, then it should be allowed to do so. That is the support that they will definitely need from a government, Treasury in particular. And I really think that from its shareholder, they just need to enable Michelle and her team to be able to do what they need to do. You know, we need to start understanding, Mandy, that there is a reason why you've got a shareholder, non-executive directors and executives, and all of these three structures have got different roles.
Finish your thoughts and then I'll...
I was going to say DPE is going to have to try and minimize, you know, the interference and allow the board to do what it needs to do and allow the executive to do what it needs to do, you know, so that Michelle can be given the best chance of succeeding in the role that she has actually been put in. That is the support she's going to need.
Busi, thank you. Thank you very much. Busi Mavuso is the CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, reacting there to the appointment of Michelle Phillips as the Transnet CEO and making the point that there is close collaboration on this this work stream. There are three separate work streams where we're seeing this collaboration between the private sector and government. It's on logistics and the rails and the ports, basically. It's on crime and corruption and on power. And to have somebody who is the CEO at an SOE like Transnet, who believes and buys into this collaboration, is so important in terms of getting that that roadmap, that railway roadmap actually working, so we have this turnaround of the SOE.
And now it's back to Mandy Wiener on the Midday Report.
This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.